Our guest analyst this afternoon, Allison Thompson, owner of The Money Farm. Allison, we've had a supply-demand report out this, and this April one, typically not a big market mover, and we didn't get much of a market move. I barely even got a shutter out of the market here today.
Yeah, no, we didn't receive any trade-worthy action. I mean, we did see an initial response in soybeans, went down and printed some new lows. But other than that, yeah, it was kind of just a drift lower today anyway. And I guess the market, if anything, used it as an excuse to keep pressuring things lower as the day went on. But we didn't receive any real surprising news in the report today. You know, this is known as a pretty quiet report overall, which made domestic numbers less impactful, but a lot of eyes in the trade were on South America's production. And unfortunately, the USDA kicked the can down the road again and didn't make any changes to Brazil's crop production. So with CONAB also releasing their crop estimates today, we actually saw the gaps widen on the difference between the two. So Brazil's crop production from the USDA is still estimated at 124 million metric tons. CONAB sitting at 111 million metric tons. So that's 13 million metric tons difference. And interestingly, the export forecast is even worse. The USDA is at 52 million metric tons. CONAB's at 31. And soybeans are similar. CONAB lowered their production estimate slightly today to 146.5. The USDA still stayed unchanged at 155. So if you were to equate that to bushels, that gap on soybeans is about 300 million bushels. So just unreal. So the difference we're seeing here between these two agencies is historical. We've never seen it before. And obviously the trade doesn't know which to believe, but obviously the funds are thinking that CONAB's going to be the one that might get the pie thrown in the face when it's all said and done. But the USDA has been very slow to make these adjustments. So it really makes the market question where we're really going to be sitting, because it would greatly change our ending stock picture if the crop wasn't there. So it's just another thing that we're dealing with, another hot topic here as we move forward. But that's definitely going to be something in future reports that we're going to be keeping an eye on. And it wouldn't surprise me to see them make some adjustments maybe in May, especially when we're getting our first look at new crop as well. It just could be a very market-moving report in more ways than one.
Well, especially, too, with the funds continue to hold substantial short positions, don't they?
Correct. Yeah, they do. They're still sitting on large net short positions on all three major grains. And in fact, they're actually getting close to their record short positions on Minneapolis wheat now, too. So it'll be interesting to see going forward, but obviously it's been a winning position. And unfortunately, they'll continue to hold those positions as long as they can make money. That's their ultimate goal. So we need something that's going to change that, and it's going to come down to a weather issue, confirmation of lower production in South America, or inflation coming back in. And I think that was another hindrance we saw on markets. Not only is inflation still remaining and still in place, obviously we got that with a lot of the reports today that it is a concern and it's not going away anytime soon, but that also pushed the U.S. dollar to some new highs today too. So that's adding on top of all of the bearish supply and demand news we got today. We also know that it's going to also hinder some of our exports as well if the dollar keeps moving higher.
Sure. We saw a big turnaround in the livestock market today. What happened there?
Yeah, well, we continue to see really good exports. So it's just kind of a battle of fundamentals here, which way the market's going to go. Obviously, we have the avian flu. That's definitely an unknown and adds a lot of market uncertainty. But the fundamentals of the market still remain very friendly, and cash prices remain strong. Obviously, we're continuing to export. So it's kind of a battleground of which way they're going to go. So maybe right now the market's just going to pause, maybe go through a period of price discovery here before we see another leg either higher or lower, and just kind of digest the information that it's given right now.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
Not right now. I hope we have a bit of a turnaround going into the weekend, or maybe take a risk on mode with all of this. But again, planting's around the corner, so I just hope everyone has a safe planting season.
Money Farm owner Allison Thompson.